Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com on the website if you want to listen to the stream. And oh, by the way, we're also broadcasting to selected, and I'm hearing something in my ear here, I don't know what that is, but we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations out there on the network. And of course, the other thing is, when you move along here, we've got some great independent stations there too. And let's not forget that we also have some other things going on out there, because you can hear us on the internet broadcasting, and of course you can also hear us out there as we broadcast on the Westwood One satellite. Now, all that being said, let's remind everybody, a special shout out always goes out to the active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes along with our great over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers. It goes along with our FedEx and our UPS drivers. Also, our bulk mail carriers. And not to forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and all that all across the countryside. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show is the way you find us on Facebook. And, of course, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. And, of course, we're also on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, well, let's go out to California, IA, find out what's going on out there with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
All right, it's a great day in the neighborhood, and we certainly appreciate the fact that everybody is out there doing what they're doing, so we can move along. Now, I'm going to let them finish because they're in a rowdy mood tonight, as you might well know, right?
They can tell. That's right.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a minute, because we've heard now from a lot of the whistleblowers, and the last one, the FBI whistleblower, confirmed the two-tier justice for Hunter Biden. Now, since when do law enforcement agencies run interference for the subject and target of a federal criminal probe? I've never seen it. Have you?
No.
And according to a new whistleblower, the FBI and the Secret Service are doing just that for Hunter Biden, and did so starting back in December of 2020.
Yes, you're right.
And now, retired Supervisory Special Agent told the House Oversight Committee that investigators planned to interview multiple witnesses at the same time to advance the probe into Hunter's tax and firearms provisions.
Yes.
Now, to avoid a potentially dangerous situation, the agent alerted a high-ranking FBI official to coordinate the arrival with Secret Service agents protecting Hunter. Instead, the official alerted the Secret Service immediately, and the agents at the location refused to access the Hunter, tipped off Hunter, who declined to contact the investigators at all.
Very interesting indeed, yes.
Now, this may present the clearest example of the two-tiered system of justice as it applies to the Biden family. Who else has FBI executives and the Secret Service running interference for targets of federal tax and firearms and influence peddling investigations? It smells of instruction to me, Kyle, and to protect cities and clients and the elites from the consequences of their own crimes. And this is the problem we have, just one of the problems we have in America. What do you think?
Well, I think people are getting a real front row seat to the idea of the two-tiered justice system, that somehow if you're a Democrat, especially if you're connected to Joe Biden, you're not going to really come under real scrutiny. In fact, you're going to get a sweetheart deal no matter what. Similarly, if you are maybe contesting an election, if you're a Democrat, you're seen as, you know, fighting for our democracy. But if you're Donald Trump, you're trying to destroy our democracy. And we saw these indictments come down yesterday in Georgia, just right on cue, it seems.
Well, here we go again using the word democracy. We are not a democracy.
Well, right. You know, colloquially, we refer to ourselves as a democracy, but it's a federal republic, of course. But
I never do.
Democratically elect.
I never do. I never do, because we want to get it right. And just like last,
I know.
Yeah, just like last night, everybody at the Trump Club meeting was referring to our constitutional republic, which is what you just mentioned. The word democracy never came up.
Right, yeah, but we democratically elect our representatives and leaders, exactly. So,
supposedly.
But but again, it's just how it's like a shorthand, but it's certainly used by the left, right, to make you think that the idea of self-governing is being attacked by Donald Trump.
All right, I got the music coming up in my ear. That means we've got to take a break, and folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about this tangled web we weave. We're going to get into Maui a little bit, talk about that, because there's some things going on out there. And, of course, we're going to tear apart this indictment. We have more information on it, and I'm going to get a little bit more specific. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. And this portion, ladies and gentlemen, of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell. Of course, Mike Lindell has been in business now for 20 years, having sold over 80 million pillows. What a deal. What a deal. And let me tell you something. If you go over to the website, MyPillow.com, you'll need a promo code. Your promo code will be the word captain. That's right, the word captain. And you can also call them and talk to them on the phone if you want. Right now, they're live and in living color. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call them, use the promo code captain, and take advantage of all the different things that they have on sale there. And, I mean, they got a bunch of stuff. So there you go. Now, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Save yourself a bunch of money. Line some things up for Christmas if you want. That'd be a great idea. That's what a lot of people are doing. Some people last night told me they were doing that, so there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, the fourth indictment is continuing more of the legal warfare that we're hearing about, and we now have a couple of different things here that are coming to play. Are you aware of the fact that in this indictment, it says, and I quote, on or about the third day of December 2020, Donald John Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter account at Real Donald Trump, quote, Georgia hearings now on at OANN, amazing, end of quote. Then they describe that as an overt act in furtherance of this conspiracy. So a tweet was a part of an overt act? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with that? Georgia hearings now on OANN.
Yeah, it would seem to me that he's telling somebody that something's going on the public record, and if you want to tune in, you can avail yourself of that. That doesn't sound too conspiratorial.
No, and that's just an example of what's going on here. And I've got a couple more here, and I'll read it for the people to hear, and then you can form your own opinion. Here's paragraph number two. On or about the 11th day of December 2020, David James Schaefer reserved room 216 at the Georgia State Capitol in Fulton County, Georgia, for the December 14, 2020 meeting of the Trump presidential elector nominees in Fulton County, Georgia. This was an overt act in furtherance of this conspiracy. So you mean to tell me that they couldn't have a meeting of the electors at the place where they were going to be voting and being sworn in and being certified as the electors? I don't understand that. That's the whole purpose of it.
Well, what we're missing here is it's got to sound more like a docudrama or something like this.
December 3rd. They did, in fact, cause to be a tweak.
You know, in other words, they're trying to make it sound like something nefarious is going on here. If only they had the music and the dramatic voiceover.
Well, then they've got a third one, and this has to do with Pennsylvania. We're talking a Georgia indictment, and this is Pennsylvania referenced here. On or about the 21st day of November 2020, Mark Randall Meadows, that's Mark Meadows, of course, sent a text message to United States Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania and stated, "Can you send me the number for the speaker and leader of the Pennsylvania legislature? POTUS wants to chat with them." This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. What?
Well, don't politicians have the right to talk to people or to gather information? I suppose, again, they're trying to make it sound like something nefarious was going to happen. But it seems to me, Captain, that plenty of politicians have said outright that the election had been stolen from them, that there was hijinks, that there was fraud, that there was conspiracy to keep them from being elected. But yet this particular prosecutor isn't saying anything about that. Evidently, all that was fine.
So here's where we're at. A grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia, has charged former President Donald Trump and 18 others with 41 counts in total regarding the 2020 election results in the state, including racketeering, filing false documents, trying to coerce public officers to violate their oaths. Defendants have until August the 25th to surrender. So what I just read you was a tweet that they said was an overt act. That's number one. Number two, the second thing was a meeting they were having of the electors, which is perfectly within the right. And number three, wanting to get the information for the phone number for the speaker and the leader of the Pennsylvania legislature from a Pennsylvania congressman. What bearing does that have on Georgia? This is nuts.
Well, basically, I think what the left is trying to do here, along with their compatriots, as it were, they're just trying to get Donald Trump tied up into legal morass. And they actually kind of look at it as a win for them no matter what happens. Because if he's tied up during the campaign and he has to fight these charges, let's say he beats them, but, he's still been tied up the entire time and they feel like they win. Or he actually gets convicted and then they really feel like they win. You know, this is all throwing a monkey wrench. You know, this is a sabotage. And they're happy sort of to whatever degree they can sabotage our coming election here.
Well, again, this is crazy because what I just said has nothing to do with anything illegal. Nothing.
Well, it certainly wouldn't seem to. They're going to have to connect the dots. And as you know, Captain, you have grand juries that hear all kinds of evidence from prosecutors, and then they come out, they come forth with an indictment. But there's no defense that's put on for the target of that indictment. And
okay.
So that's where you get into court and they are able to put up a defense.
So let's establish.
But to get there, that's what they did.
Let's establish three points right now coming from what we've heard. Number one, the Georgia case obviously has problems from the start, from seating jurors to finding a mammoth courtroom big enough for 19 defendants, correct?
Sure.
They're going to need 19 juries for that, apparently. You can't try them all at the same time, or at least I heard her say she was going to try to do that, but I doubt they'll be able to do that. They're all going to want their own trial. You want to bet?
people?
I would think so. It would be interesting to see if they would try to combine into some kind of common defense. But, you know, just think, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for your legal defense, no matter who you are in this.
Yeah. And then Donald Trump has vowed to release an irrefutable report that he says will exonerate him in the Georgia election tampering case. I don't know what the report is, but I guess we'll find out fairly quickly, right?
I believe it's supposed to be next week, I believe, sometime, if I recall correctly. But he definitely says he's going to bring this stuff out. And, you know, this is going to start going in the court of public opinion, you know, throughout the media. And so guess what will come down the pike next? It'll be some kind of gag order about it because, you know, we can't have Donald Trump, spoiling the jury pool here. Although this whole indictment seems to do just that. I think a lot of people are having a terrible time taking this seriously, but it is they're all very serious charges, and the consequences for Donald Trump could be extremely serious. But again, people see this now as being politically motivated. I don't know how the prosecutors intend on changing that perception.
And then we have something very interesting here. The Democrats actually denied election results 150 plus times before Trump was finally indicted for challenging the election.
Well, that's right. This is what we've been talking about. If you're Hillary Clinton or if you're Stacey Abrams, the list goes on. You know, remember the election in 2016?
I do.
Was stolen by Vladimir Putin. Putin decided who was going to be in the White House. And by the way, Captain, did you notice that nobody went and asked Joe Biden?
Nope.
When he won the election in 2020 to say, do you feel now that Vladimir Putin likes you better because he now put you in the White House? That whole Vladimir Putin thing was just, well, can I say malarkey?
Yeah, you just did. You just did. All right, so we're getting ready to come up on a break in about 30 seconds, but this is just, it's not what it appears, folks. I think there's a lot of irregularities here. I really do believe that a smart judge and an even better appeals court is going to throw all of this out because this is probably going to get appealed. I don't see anybody in Fulton County, which is a very blue county around Atlanta. I don't see anybody in Fulton County jumping on the bandwagon and doing anything about this because this is just so wrong to begin with, everything that I've seen so far.
Well, I think we're all hard-pressed to understand the underlying foundational structure of this. It's a RICO case. We know that. We'll see if they can connect any dots. So right now, I think it's wishful thinking.
All right, I hear the music coming up. Hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to drag Kathy into the mix here, get her to say, going to take us to the break, as she always does. And she's very good at it. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99. The massive wind-driven blaze that tore through Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The death toll is expected to rise. President Biden is highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act today in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change, the single largest investment ever anywhere in the world, without one single member of the other team voting for it.
Biden has been on a tour to showcase the legislation he signed into law, as polling has shown voters are pessimistic over his handling of the economy. Stocks are down sharply on concerns over the global economy. Weak industrial production numbers from China dampened investor sentiment as retail sales data came in higher than was expected. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, broadcasting across the country and around the world via the internet and up on our internet stream. We have got people listening to us tonight in Germany. Maria is one of them. Hello, Maria. She just chimed in to me with a direct message. Thank you very much, Maria. And, you know, we told you about MyPillow, but now I'm going to tell you about Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 13 years for two very good reasons. It works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. So Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. Now, the inflammation is what causes the pain, causes the swelling, causes the suffering. And if you can do that without taking drugs, you're doing pretty good. And I am able to do that with 100% drug-free product in Relief Factor. Now, that's because of what's in it. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all products and ingredients put together that are good for your body, because it will lower or eliminate the pain or the discomfort you've got with whatever the problem is you've got. Wherever the problem is, it'll go right straight to the source. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and for $19.95, you'll start out with a 3-week quick start. And then once that finishes, you have a choice of either going on the monthly plan or going on the two-month plan or going on the 3-month plan. And the more you buy, it's kind of like bulk. The more you buy, the cheaper the individual packets are. So there you go. And save yourself some money or just get it by the month, whatever works for you. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. 1995. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. 1995. Give it a try. You'll be thanking me for it later. I had a couple of people walk up to me last night and thank me for telling them about it. Well, Kyle, it's really reaching desperation time. That's the understatement of the year when it comes to the Hawaii wildfires and whatever it is that's caused it to happen. As we know, to begin with, the winds were just atrocious, hurricane-force winds, and that knocked down some power lines, and they didn't turn the power off right away. And with live lines bouncing around, arcing on the ground in dry timber, you're going to set off brush fires, which is what it did. And those fires with the wind behind them became unmerciful, and now you've got a situation where we have no idea, no idea how many people may have died in this, and it looks like it's going to go way up there, the death toll, because they've still got over 1,000 people missing.
Well, that's right. And this, of course, according as well to FEMA, the administrator of FEMA, Deanne Criswell, said the coming days and weeks are going to be tough. And that is certainly, unfortunately, going to be the case. We just can't imagine what people on Maui are really going through. This is a total devastation of that area. And, how this happened is of paramount importance because it can't happen again.
Well, they identified some of their people that were killed in the fire, and they did it through DNA, and they didn't just describe anything else other than the fact that it was a DNA positive hit on the remains, the human remains. I can only imagine what it was that they came across, but that's part of what's going to go on. I know there's going to be more people caught up the same way. They're actually asking people that are missing loved ones to give them their DNA so that they have something to go by to try to identify them, as they are now starting to try to identify some of the remains that they've got that they have no idea who they are.
Well, I think, Captain, maybe you can help put this into perspective because, you know, even here in Southern California and throughout the state of California, we have enormous wildfires, each year, it seems. And they move very fast because of the Santa Ana winds.
Yep.
But in this particular case in Maui, this fire seemed to move with such speed that it just almost, at least in my experience, unprecedented. How does this happen in terms of, is it just a perfect confluence of events that makes the fire go that fast that people can't escape?
Yes, they call it a fire cyclone. It's like a tornado coming at you that you can't get out of the way of. And it's a wall of flames that are just totally embracing an area, whether it be 10 miles wide, 5 miles wide, 50 miles wide, or island wide, as this one was.
Exactly, yeah, and just what a, so in other words, and I suppose it becomes very superheated and
yes,
so forth because everything just seems to be
yes,
consumed. By
they were talking 1,000 degrees on the heat, and I was thinking to myself, 1,000 degrees is not even come close to describing a fire cyclone. You're talking several thousand degrees, just like, and I hate to use a comparison like this, but the World Trade Center, where the temperatures of the fire at the World Trade Center got up over 3,000 degrees. They had some of that heat here at this fire.
Wow, and just nothing can stand.
Nothing.
Against it. Yeah.
Nothing. It melts everything. Steel, concrete, just it totally destroys things. It just leaves it in a pile. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So there you have it. And again, it's something that unless you've actually been a part of it or seen it or watched it, even if you sat there and watched it on television, you have no idea the destruction that's there, and you just can't outrun it. If you get caught up in it, you can't outrun it, and you're not going to survive in your car. The people that were jumping out of their cars into the ocean, that's the only way they could do it.
Well, exactly right. And it looks like, Captain, as well, I mean, people can do something wherever they are. For example, of course, FEMA's on site. Other agencies are there. But, for example, the American Red Cross is taking donations for the Hawaii wildfires.
Well, I've already given them more than what they asked for on TV. You can do it a certain way, but I gave them five times the amount they were asking just because I know these people are going to have money. And, oh, by the way, when Joe Biden wants to make a priority of Ukraine money and not give these people the money that they need to get started, there's something wrong with this leadership in this country. But that's where he was at yesterday and the day before, wanting to give Ukraine their money first before anybody in Hawaii got theirs. And that's wrong. That's wrong.
Completely. Completely.
Yep.
Well, people who want to make some kind of donation here, they can go to redcross.org. That's redcross.org.
Yep.
Because they're also trying to help people, generally they're trying to help people with just necessities right now for things that they don't have, like toiletries or clothes or, you know, food or,
right,
you know, this kind of thing. And so the most basic things are being taken care of immediately.
And they're going to give them tents and that sort of thing, you know, once they get areas where they can get them cleared and they don't have to worry about smoldering debris and whatnot. They're going to give them tents initially to stay in and that sort of thing. And they might even give them temporarily Quonset hut-type structures, which is what the military can throw up very quickly, like a barracks-type thing. But, you know, everything will be done at the speed that the money gets there for them to do it. And I know that this has been taken out of the hands to a large degree of the locals, because the locals were just inundated totally over their heads to the point to where they really didn't know what to do. They were not prepared for any of this. They just weren't. I hate to talk that way, but it's obvious from what I'm seeing. They were not prepared.
Well, one of the questions that's going to be, I think, very, very important is going to be the idea, is this a sort of, for lack of a better expression, a freak occurrence, something that's sort of uncharacteristic of that area? Do we expect it to actually happen again? And that goes to the idea that, you know, some people will say, well, I'm going to sell, but a lot of people don't want to, those that have survived, and then you have a real possibility of others, investors coming in and buying things up, changing everything. It'll never be the same, but I think most of the locals want to be able to rebuild and rebuild their community rather than have it morph into something unrecognizable from what it was.
Well, this is the third time in my lifetime, the third time that I was in the fire service. I'll consider that being this time, too, because I'm still very much a part of, I'm not just not an active firefighter, but I'm very much a part of training and discussions and whatnot. But the thing of it is this is the third time I've seen it in my 35, 40 years of experience with the fire service. And it does not happen that much, but when it does, it's obvious how you can see things that went wrong that they weren't prepared for because they never drilled to do what needed to be done. In other words, they did hurricane drills. This was a fire. Okay, but it was the same sort of scenario. But they hadn't had a hurricane drill in a while because they hadn't had a hurricane.
Well, exactly. So this is just going to hopefully be a model for other communities, but in the aftermath, we have to help those who need help immediately. That's right.
Yeah, and as we go to break, let me explain, folks. Those sirens are there for a reason. Every month you test them. I don't care if you need them or not. Every freaking month you test them. We do it down here in Florida. They do it in elsewhere around the country, and they should have been doing that out there in Hawaii. Hold that thought, Kyle. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
are those masked men singing at?
Let me see here. I'm thinking it's the Spencer Davis Group.
And what's the name of the song?
Let's Give Me Some Lovin'.
Yeah.
On, man.
Now, that was back from when, the 60s?
I think I would think it would be in the 60s somewhere, yeah.
Because the way the hair looks, it's telling me 60s, but it doesn't say when it was done. So I'm just guessing that, the way the hair looks. And the bell-bottoms. You get the big bell-bottoms.
Yeah, just in the production, the sound, it gives me that vibe.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was, I remember, and that's another song I remember dancing to, having a good time. All right, I'm just going to read this real quick. Heat and heavy rainfall and severe weather hazards are going to be the normal today. The heat is primarily out there in the Northwest, where Kyle is at in California, and further up the line in Oregon, Washington State, parts of Idaho and Montana as well. And we'll tell you about what's going on down our way, but Kyle, give us a lowdown out west.
Well, you kind of hit it on the head already there, Captain. It's we've got heat up in the Northwest. That's exactly right. Excessive heat watches, fire weather watches going on, heat advisory in most of northern Montana. That's going to dip down towards Helena, by the way. Our friends over south of Missoula there, they've also got a heat wave, heat advisory going on, and general fire weather watch in most parts of northern Idaho. Now, of course, the excessive heat warnings is where we find Seattle, we find Portland, Eugene, all the way down Interstate 5 into Northern California, where the entire Central Valley of California, that's Highway 99 and Interstate 5, of course, you've got heat advisories going on there. Temperatures upwards of 107 degrees. But now, for our friends in Phoenix, it's 95 degrees right now for our friends in Phoenix, and they might be getting a little bit of rain right now, as a matter of fact. Hopefully that'll be stopping in about the next hour or so, according to the forecast. But a lot of rain on the map north of Phoenix, this up near Prescott, also near Camp Verde, Baghdad. That's Baghdad, Arizona, everybody. And then Lake
Not
Havasu
Baghdad,
City.
Bob.
That's right. So Lake Havasu City, the rain's sticking kind of east of there right now, east of Parker, but that can change. We're going to be monitoring it, of course, as we go to next hour as well. Scattered rain a little bit up in Utah, this a little east of Nephi right now, but not impacting Interstate 15. So be careful out there.
Well, to the east today, we may be getting a bit of a reprieve, because up there in northern Minnesota, where it's been hotter than a two-fisted puppy dog, we've got fog tonight in northern Minnesota coming across all the way over towards Duluth up into the upper peninsula of Michigan as well, by the way. And there also is some storm activity in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. So that might be keeping things cool, a little bit of rain along the lake. And then moving on down, I'm going to come all the way down to Texas, the Metroplex tonight. We've got a foul air report down there with a little bit of fog in the air to go along with it. So that's going to make it a little droopy to try to breathe. If you've got breathing problems, you might want to be careful. And we do have some heat, but not like what we've had. This will be coming out of Galveston, going over towards Austin, going over towards San Antonio, and then stopping. So you'll have some high 90s and 100 degrees in that area. You'll also have an area down below that, from Eagle Pass over to the Gulf, and that's going to be about a 20-mile wide swath. And then we have some unsettled weather conditions in the Houston area. Could have some storms coming across, and it looks like as if we will have some evening showers, thunderstorms, maybe some monsoonal moisture. Boy, that's going to be interesting. In parts of the upper Midwest and parts of the southeast and middle Atlantic, that could make things real interesting. We're getting a little bit of a break with the really high heat temperatures. And up in Maine, we've got an area up there. If you're going up to get your load of French fries in Caribou and Presque Isle, you could have some rain up in there. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
All right, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for information about the great people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers and what they have to offer to our traveling friends, to our trucker friends out there, to our RVing friends who are seeing this great country of ours in their RV. And by the way, folks, right now during August only, you can save up to five, or rather, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Collect more points on the road, score more rewards. Go to pilotflyingj.com to download the My Rewards Plus app today and get started.
Now, I wanted to take a little break here for the last couple minutes of the show in the first hour and remind everybody that last night I went to a meeting called the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And it's always a great time we have there, always a wealth of information for the people that want to come and find out the truth about things instead of, you know, the secondhand scarf and all the nonsense we hear, because there's real credible people that show up there to talk about different things, actual life occurrences and whatnot. And last night was no exception. We had a good crowd. We had some very attentive people. We had some new people there. Always nice to see the new people. And I haven't seen any Lawrence or holding back of the people that are supporting Donald Trump. They're still there. They're still very active, and they're looking forward to whatever. And they're also looking forward to seeing this district attorney in Georgia getting handed her pea soup, so to speak.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's going to be interesting again. Every time that Trump's been indicted, his popularity and fundraising has skyrocketed, basically. So why would this be any different?
Well, I don't think it will be any different, but unfortunately, if you listen to the other side and what they're talking about from their perspective, it's a one-legged pony.
Well, ask yourself this question, and that is, if Donald Trump had simply bowed out of politics after the 2020 election, instead of going back to, you know, just being Donald Trump with my company and golf courses and hotels and buildings and whatnot, I don't think we'd see any of this going on. And do you think they would have come back and tried to indict Trump if they thought that he was done with politics?
Of course not. What they're afraid of is that he knows the inner secrets to Washington, D.C., and he's going to come back with a vengeance. And when he does, he's going to take a bunch of them out, which he is.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what President Trump says here soon about this reveal that he's talking about having to do as a response to these indictments in Georgia.
And by the way, my compliments to George, because I think George corrected whatever it was that was going on.
I think he fixed it. Yeah, yeah. I think he fixed it, because it went away just here just recently. So
yeah, during this segment. So, George, you done good, my friend.
That's
done
right.
Good.
Thank you, George.
Yep. And, of course, you always got to remind everybody, George is our artificial intelligence expert, right?
Right. Well, but we're glad he could help us out with that, because I know that was probably getting on people's nerves out there. So thank you once again, George.
Yep. Okay. Well, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more after the news and the weather and all that sort of stuff that your stations are going to bring you. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning, and I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.